Okay, hello everyone. I'm Rebecca from Adelaide Woolcroft Assembly. I've been asked to give a specific testimony, but I just want to say first that I have received the Holy Spirit and I am baptised, and I was brought up in the fellowship. And now, where do I start? I have to... sorry, I'm just watching everyone walk out. So it's where are you going? my testimony is we've had a few children. We had a couple of children, and then we had decided to have a couple more. And we thought our first two were quite, we thought, you know, they sort of were quite cruisy and it was quite easy. But then we had our third child, and it was, we just noticed from actual birth that he was going to be quite a difficult child, which sounds ridiculous, but we just had that real feeling inside, and we were right. And so, we brought little Sully home, and we were, we just struggled from day one with him. He would never sleep. He wouldn't eat. He wouldn't drink. He was fussy in everything, shape or form. And we really were struggling as parents with him, like from the very beginning. And it was really quite hard to sort of manage our older two and little Sue. And we sort of got to an age, so about 3 months, I had to go back to work, and that's when we really noticed there was something not quite right. Like, he would just cry all the time, every time I left him, and it was really difficult. And anyway, so we, where do I go from here? Anyway, so we, Steph's saying to do it in order, but it's so hard when you're up here to do it in order. And so we, saw that he was not settled as a baby, and so we decided to try and control crying. And with the older two, control crying just sort of worked, and it, you know, sort of happened in a couple of days, and they were sleeping through the night. But it was about 2 weeks later, and he still was not sleeping through the night. He was crying from the minute we put him to bed to the minute in the morning, like, and he just was so determined not to sleep. And in the end, this might sound really crazy, but we've got a rumpus room, and so half the family went up there, and one of us parents stayed down in the house to try and get him through this thing, like try to get him to sleep, and he just wouldn't. And so we decided to stop that because we thought it might affect him too much. And so this sort of went on, and we tried to put him into the crèches at the meetings, and he just did not like it at all. And we're like, oh golly, like this is getting really hard. And so we sort of tried to deal with it naturally in every way we could. We thought, we've done two children, they've worked out really well. Like, maybe, you know, what are we doing wrong here? And we tried everything naturally. We were praying, and our prayers weren't working. Like, I'm not saying they weren't working, but it was just, we weren't getting the victory that we were looking for. And then so we decided, he sort of got a little bit old, and actually when he was at two, we took him to, he was getting severe headaches, actually on migraines, and he was knocked out for a couple of days. And so we took him to the doctor, and he sent us to the specialist, and they did every test under the sun because we thought, mate, what, you know, they were worried that something was wrong. They could not find anything wrong with him, you know, like any, you know, sickness, like he didn't have anything wrong with his brain or anything. But as I was coming toward the end of these tests a few weeks down the track, one of the nurses, she was a psychiatrist, I think, psychiatrist, I think, and she noticed that his behaviour wasn't quite normal in the room. And I said to her, oh, like, I just felt like I was at my wit's end, like at two. I was like, what do you do with this behaviour? Like, I was just like, oh, and she just said, oh, I've been watching him, but I did notice that when this sounds ridiculous, but he peeled this mandarin, and he peeled it so perfectly. He had it in segments sort of thing. So he had the skin, and then he had all that white bit he peeled off. He had that somewhere, and then he had all these little pieces. And she just said, I don't see She said, I can't really put him in a box. Like, I don't want you to start putting him into a box and start categorising him, like giving him a label. Like, she just said, because everything, his social skills are quite normal, his physical skills were normal. And so we sort of walked away and she said, I'll just wait till he's five and I think he'll grow out of all of this. Like, I really don't think you need to start stressing. And so I sort of held on to that until he was five. I'm like, when he's five, it's going to be great. Like, it's all going to work out, you know. But it, yeah, anyway, so we got to about the age of three and I decided to put him into a daycare to give myself a break from him. And yeah, that wasn't a good idea. He really struggled with daycares, really struggled. And she was determined to break him. And I was like, oh, okay. But he wouldn't. After a year, he was probably worse than he was ever was. And then we sort of got him into kindy and he really struggled with me leaving him, to be honest. And so we got into kindy and I sort of warned the kindy about him and I said, oh, like, you know, he still has all these things. And she said, oh, don't worry, we've seen it all before, we've dealt with it, it's no problem, we can deal with this one. And oh, okay, yeah, no worries. Like, I thought, oh, golly, good luck. And sort of tried to leave him and that was a real struggle to try and leave him. And at one stage she just said, I just want you to leave and I don't want you to look back. And so I tried to do that for a long time, for a couple of weeks. And then one time they decided to give him like the iPad, like they could settle him with the iPad. So that was sort of becoming a normal routine, that he'd get the iPad in the morning, settle for half an hour in the office and then come out into the kitchen room. And then they tried to not do the iPad. And then he sort of was gets quite violent, so he got quite physical. And so they, one had his legs and one had his under his arms, and he was sort of like thrashing his body. And I sort of walked out going, oh, I can't do this anymore, like this is so stressful. And I said, Lord, I just need answers. Like, this is, I'm not going to go on with my life like this. Because we couldn't get to meetings either, like meetings was a real struggle. We noticed that when we walked into a meeting that the crowds really affected him. He was, would just go completely white and he just couldn't sit in a meeting. Like, it was really difficult. And for us, we were really quite involved in the fellowship, and we had to pretty much stop everything. Like, we had to stop everything for him, really, because he wasn't coping with anything. And we used to have a lot of people over as well, and that was really affecting him. He really couldn't handle people coming into our home. It just was gave him anxiety. And anyway, this day I was in the car crying, just, Lord, I need an answer. And anyway, the teacher came up to me the next day. She goes, I've been wanting to talk to you for a long time. Maybe you should try and read this book. And I said, oh, okay, yes. So I read the book. And so, you know, naturally, it gave me every answer under the sun. It was him to a T, like a hypersensitive child, which is sensitive to lots of things, like people's emotions and sounds and just the way, yeah, he was him to a T. So it helped us naturally for a long time, like maybe about 3 or 4 months. We sort of got into a really good spot to be able to get into a meeting and stuff. And then we knew school was coming up and we knew that was not going to be, I just said to Steph, I mean, Steph, we tried to keep positive about it, and Steph kept saying, it's going to be fine, we're going to get through this. And I said, no, I don't feel very positive about it. Like, I don't have that feeling as a parent that he's going to be fine. He's going to struggle a bit. And so we had lots of extra visits at the school, because it's they really wanted to help him too. So they try to have extra visits in the classroom, so he got used to the environment he was in and all sorts. But anyway, so we got to school age, and by this stage me and Steph were absolutely exhausted, like mentally and physically. We were so exhausted. And at that time we also had another child too, Abel, our fourth, and adding that into the mix, newborn and all of this, was just really difficult time. And and we were praying lots and we were doing like everything we thought was right. But anyway, we got into school, and that was a nightmare, really. And we just knew that we were in trouble. Like, he just the teacher rang us and just said, oh, it's okay. She's like, it's okay, but we've evacuated the classroom. Like, all the kids were out, and the child, he's finally settled. Just took 2 hours, and I was like, oh my gosh, I was mortified. And we were sort of went to the school ready to like have a go, but she just, each time we were so angry, it's just like the Lord. I felt like it was the Lord, like just intervening, just saying, calm down, like don't make this too big sort of thing, like just relax. And anyway, so we decided that night we were going to have a fast. And because we were so disjointed from the meetings, we didn't know. I rang my mum and I said, Mum, we're going to fast. Like, we've had enough. Like, we're going to fast. Like, you know, that's it. And she said, well, there's a fast on this weekend at the meeting. So you've worked it out a good time. I went, oh, okay. And so we sort of let a lot of people know that we're fasting for him, and the kids have made a real decision that they were going to fast with us. Like, I'm like, probably shouldn't say this, but I don't make the kids fast. I feel like that's their decision. If they want to fast, that, you know, that's their decision, and they had just made that decision on their own that they'd fast with us. And so we fasted that week. It was like the minute we made that decision to make have that fast, we just felt this amazing peace in our body. Like, it was, I've never felt it before, because we were very stressed as a family. Like, even our family life was affected, because we was very close, and all of a sudden we had this child sort of tearing us apart, in a sense. Not that he knows me into, and then we just all had this fast, and I just said to Steph, he's healed. Like, he's healed. Like, we don't have to worry about this anymore. Like, and he goes, I know. He goes, but you sort of feel a bit anxious, because by that time I had a lot of, I'm not an anxious person. I've got anxiety or anything like that, but I started to get it severely. Like, I would sit in the meetings and I would just boom, and I just was not coping, like, with it all. And and I really didn't know what was happening to me. I thought, well, what's going on with me? But and so I just had this amazing feeling over my body. And we got to Monday, and he walked into that school, and he did it every day since, without crying, screaming, running away, jumping fences, like all of that. Like, it's quite involved, but he had didn't do it once the whole year. And anyway, we just were like, wow. But we, you still feel a little bit, you're still waiting for it. Like, it sounds silly, but you're still waiting, oh, here he goes, but he never did. And the teacher came up to me at the end of the year, because I couldn't go in a lot to school. Like, I made it, like, I sort of stayed away from school a bit, because I was still a bit worried about it. But she came up to me at the end of the year, and she said, don't know what to say, but the kinder report that was given to me at the beginning of the year was shocking. Like, she said, I'm sorry, but it was not looking good. And she goes, I was really concerned about this child. And she said, but I'm actually doubting that report. And I said, oh, no, please don't doubt that report. It was very real. And she said, but his little report at the end of school just had excellent all through it. Nothing, there was no negative at all about him. She said he was a beautiful child. He just cooperated in the classroom. And so he just completely changed. And that was huge for us, because that meant that we could move on in the Lord as well. Like, we could start getting involved again. And that was a huge miracle for us. And I'd just like to praise the Lord. Amen.